Well, good Wednesday to each of you. I have a question as we get started here today, and that is this: can God or will God ever leave or forsake his own? That is, those who are genuinely his by the new birth. And if you know your Bible well, you know the answer, don't you? God's word is very clear, unmistakably clear. The answer is no. He doesn't do that. In fact, in the book of Hebrews, as that writer was finishing that long epistle in chapter 13, he said this, that the Lord himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he adds, so we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? There's so many passages that reaffirm the fact that those who are God's are always his, and he watches over us well. And yet, there are times when God allows, and yes, even sins, situations into our lives that can make us feel like God has deserted us. If you have been reading through the Psalms this month, beginning with Psalm 1 on day 1, we're at chapter 22 today. And in Psalm 22, David begins this way, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you don't hear, and in the night season, and I'm not silent. You know, asking God why is not necessarily wrong, but the way I ask it may be. And it seems to me there are at least two ways that we can go about this. One way is to make a proverbial fist or an actual fist and shake it toward heaven and demand, why, God? And yes, as believers, we can and do that to our shame. But the other way of going about this is the way I think David actually asked the question here. He's still in great pain and anguish in his soul. You can just feel it as you read these words. But the attitude of his heart, of his spirit, while it's broken, certainly is not one of bitterness and anger. He's asking from the heart, isn't he? And it's a heart that still honors God as God, even in the midst of all of the uncertainty and confusion. So whether or not you happen to be going through one of those why times in life, asking God why really isn't wrong in and of itself. In fact, you can be sure that one of the reasons God may have brought you and me into such a place is precisely so that we will take our eyes off of ourselves for a moment and draw near to him, focus on him. He's a loving God, and we can trust him to do that. Father, bless your word to our hearts today, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.